Radio 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have spoken directly for the first time in 4 weeks amid public differences over their visions for a post-war Gaza. Meantime, a member of Israel's war cabinet says only a ceasefire deal can win the release of the hostages being held by Hamas.
Gadi Eisenkot says those claiming the hostages can be freed through military pressure were spreading illusions. The former army chief's comments were the latest sign of a growing rift among political and military leaders over the direction of Israel's war on Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Texas, the Uvalde County prosecutor has convened a grand jury to investigate the elementary school massacre that killed 21 people 2 years ago. No word yet on what the grand jury will focus on, but families of the victims have renewed calls for law enforcement officers to face charges after a scathing Justice Department report laid bare numerous police failures. And a grand jury in New Mexico has indicted Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge for a fatal shooting on a movie set. Ed Donahue has those details.
Prosecutors say there's new analysis of the gun that was used when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded in 2021 on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during rehearsal.
I take the gun out slowly. I turn, I cock the pistol. Bang, it goes over. She hits the ground. She goes down. He goes down, screaming.
Alec Baldwin told police he pulled back the hammer, but not the trigger.
I've been doing this. I shot enough guns in my day in movies. I've never seen this before.
A charge of involuntary manslaughter was dismissed last year. Prosecutors said the gun might have malfunctioned, but this new report says the trigger had to have been pulled or depressed. Baldwin's lawyers say they will fight the charge. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tech stocks led a big rally on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 1.2%, closing at an all-time high. This is AP News. 6 days complete at the Australian Open, tennis's first major of the season. Graham Eggars has a recap.
Coco Gauff's bid for the Australian Open has now reached the fourth round, the fourth seed, into the second week without dropping a set. Her latest victory, a 6-love, 6-2 win over fellow American Alicia Parks. Gauff next takes on the unseeded Pole, Magdalena Freck. A resurgent Amanda Anisimova also reached the last 16, but now faces defending champion Aryna Sabalenka. In men's action, Taylor Fritz is through to the fourth round to take on the seven-seed Stefanos Tsitsipas, but Ben Shelton's anticipated clash with Novak Djokovic was upended when he fell in five sets to Adrian Mannarino. I'm Graham Agars.
And the publisher of Sports Illustrated has notified employees it's planning a significant layoff. This after its license to use the iconic brand name in print and digital was revoked. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Basketball and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Basketball today.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual Fishery in Avoca.
There is a wind chill advisory that'll start early Saturday at 3 a.m. and last until 9 a.m. Look for scattered evening flurries tonight, then clearing off and bitter cold, low 8 below, winds northwest 5 to 10. Plenty of sunshine but cold tomorrow, high 11. Partly cloudy and frigid tomorrow night, low 10 below. Partly cloudy and breezy on Sunday with a high of 18. And mostly cloudy and warmer on Monday, snow and wintry mix developing later at night with a high of 31. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 5 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I don't know why God always takes the good ones first. Man, I've tried to be strong and carry on, but damn, this hurts. And I just wish that I could talk to you again somehow, some way, even if it's for a moment, so I can hear you say, don't cry for me, I'm alright. I'm better than you know. And this life can be a shorter ride, so don't waste it on sorrow. And just hold on to those moments and the memories we shared. We're both headed for the same place anyway. I just beat you there. I know they say, just give it a little time, you'll be okay. But that might be true, it don't really help me. Supposed to question the man upstairs. There's just so much I don't understand. It just don't seem fair. Don't cry for me, I'm alright. I'm better than you know. And this life can be a shorter ride, so don't waste it. I just beat you there. And as each day goes by, I get a little bit stronger. But that don't stop me from wishing you were here a little bit longer. Whoa, whoa, think of you. like I know you'd want me to. And I know you're watching over me. And everything I do, and all those things I never got to say, well, I'll send them with this prayer. Then look up, wipe my tears, and raise my beer. And I'll see you there.
You and I together, we don't have to be in a rush to fall. said, don't you know that more is less? She said, this world is moving so fast, I just get more behind every day. And every morning when I make my coffee, I can't believe my life's turned out this way. All I can say was love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Love's the only house big enough for all the pain. He was walking by the other day and I said, hey baby, how you been? Yeah, I got me a little girl now and she's 4 years old and she's got a daddy's little grin. You only wanted what you can't have, and baby, you can't have me now. I gave my heart to another. Yeah, I'm a mother and he's a father, and we're a family and we got each other. And I found out the hard way that love's the only house big enough for all the pain in the world. Love's the only house big enough for all the pain. You drive 3 miles from all this prosperity down across the river, and you see a ghetto there. We got children walking around with guns, and they got knives and drugs and pain to spare. And here I am in my clean white shirt with a little money in my pocket and a nice warm home. And we got teenagers walking around in a culture of darkness, living together alone. All I can say is love's the only house big enough for all the pain. Love's the only house big enough for all the pain. And I can't explain it, and I can't understand, but I'll come down and get my hands dirty, and together we'll make a stand. Some will cross the parking lot, some bands playing out of tune. City streets are gonna burn if we don't do something soon. And Senorita can't quit crying, baby's due now in a day. Don Juan left, got sick of trying, no one there to show him the way. She came down to the grocery store and she said, I want to buy a little carton of milk, but I don't have any money. I said, hey, I'll cover you, honey, so come on down to my house.
That was Martina McBride, Love's the Only House on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thea. I'll be bringing you some music up until around 7:15. That's when we'll feature Richland Center at Lancaster in boys high school basketball action. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Hoping your Friday is a good one. As I said earlier, it seemed like a longer week with the cold weather. It made it seem like the days were dragging, and actually it's the slowest week I felt in quite some time, but it's still cold out there. We're at 4 degrees right now. The winds have died down a little bit. They're down to about 3 miles per hour, but they're talking about, Tony Schumacher's been talking about maybe the winds getting up to around 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight and 8 below for a low. And remember, there is that wind chill advisory that on early Saturday at 3 a.m. till 9 a.m. on Saturday, so we should hopefully make it through it. They're talking like Monday, 31 for Monday and 35 on Tuesday. And after that, it's going to be up in the 30s for highs and maybe in the 20s for the lows overnight. But a couple of those days, we're going to pay for that too, because they're talking about maybe slushy accumulations and of a few inches possible on Tuesday of snow, maybe rain mixed in together. So be sure to listen to WRCL 100.9. If that changes, we'll let you know. But if it worsens, we'll also let you know as well. So that way you know what to prepare for weather-wise. And a reminder, tonight's North Crawford Seneca at Richland Center wrestling match has been canceled. So if you're heading out to the Richland Center High School and to see some wrestling action, unfortunately, it's not being held tonight. Then tomorrow morning, Heavenbound Church Lone Rock is hosting a pancake breakfast, and that's going to go from 7 to 11:30. And the menu includes pancakes, hash browns, eggs, sausage, biscuits, and gravy, cinnamon rolls, and drinks. The cost is $10 per meal, or two for $18. Also, there is going to be a free milk and cheese given away. It'll be available at the Park Street Christian Church tomorrow at 9:30. Please use the Seminary Street door. There will also be free baby items, including diapers, at the Lamb's Closet, located at Park Street Christian Church at the Park Street entrance. Coming up next is Mr. Gary Allen from 2006 with A Feeling Like That.
I stepped out into the blue, felt the wind hit my face. Before my chute opened, I felt my heart race. I was falling. Oh, but that's just falling. Off the coast of Australia, I dove way down deep. For all that I saw of that Great Barrier Reef, it was nothing. Compared to you, it was nothing. Like lightning in my veins and thunder in my chest, all tangled up with you and trying to catch my breath. Been chasing that sensation halfway around the world and looking back on what we have. Well, I've done it all and I've seen it all, but I can't find a feeling like that. I wound up in some town in Spain running with the bulls, trying to catch another thrill with a thousand other fools. We were running. Oh, but that's just running. When I started pushing 30, it started pushing back. Well, how was I to know till now you'd be such a hard act to follow? Now nothing seems to follow. I got lightning in my veins and thunder in my chest, all tangled up with you and trying to catch my breath. I've been chasing that sensation halfway around the world and looking back on what we had. Well, I've done it all and I've seen it all, but I can't find a feeling like that. Midnight with your eyes closed and the headlights off. Girl, I've been searching everywhere, can't find that feeling anywhere. You're all I want. Now all I want is that lightning in my veins and thunder in my chest. I'll tangle up with you and trying to catch my breath. I've been chasing that sensation halfway around the world and looking back. I've done it all and I've seen it all, but I can't find a feeling like that. That's right, I've done it all and I've seen it all, but I can't find a feeling like that.
Thank you. When I was a child, I was frozen as a stone, scared to take a risk and fail even in my home. I didn't know what to do with my sensitivity, so I just buried it down 6 feet deep. And the worst kind of hurt is to fail but not understand. Yeah, the worst kind of hurt is to think it's out of your hands. Baby, we got bigger plans. Let it hurt, let it bleed, let it
oxygen to a seeking soul. The freedom that I'm craving is at war with my control. And every judgment builds an arsenal around my heart. And now where I sleep, it's cold and dark. And the worst kind of hurt is to feel but not understand.
Service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
All-American is your headquarters for Milwaukee M12 heated jackets and apparel. The M12 red lithium battery technology can run up to 8 hours with heating zones on the front and back and has a quick heat function that warms up 3 times faster than similar products. Browse the Milwaukee heated apparel, including Axis and Tough Shell jackets, hoodies, women's, and more at All-American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
The Hillsboro Lions Club invites you out to bingo this Sunday at Hillsboro Community Center. Lunch will be available starting at 11:30 and bingo will begin at 1 sharp. Both regular and progressive bingo will be played. Progressive white bingo sheets will be sold during the first and second sessions only. Come enjoy a great day with your friends from the Hillsboro Lions Club at the Hillsboro Community Center this Sunday afternoon starting at 1 sharp.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
There is a wind chill advisory from early Saturday at 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday. Scattered evening flurries tonight, then clearing off and bitter cold with a low of 8 below. Winds will be west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, but cold, high 11. Partly cloudy and frigid Saturday night, low 10 below. Partly cloudy and breezy Sunday with a high of 18. And mostly cloudy and warmer on Monday. Snow and wintry mix developing later at night with a high of 31. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm. Our barometric pressure is 30.39. And after a daytime high of 9 degrees and a morning low of 1, our current temperature is 4 degrees. Phil Nee spoke with Civic Media's Mike Clemens about the Green Bay Packers and their weekend playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers.
Just ahead of the weekend, Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO. Oh, well, Mike, did you see it coming, this big win last Sunday over Dallas?
No, no. Most importantly, Mike McCarthy didn't see it coming. The Cowboys last night put out a statement late last night that they've gone through their discussions and they're going to bring back Mike McCarthy for the final year of his contract. So they decided that their loss was a failure from the top down. You know, every time we get down there, and you know the Packers have now won 6 games in a row down there when they played AT&T Stadium, including when they won the Super Bowl down there, there's just something about, as they say, the culture of that team where the players are just spoiled. There's something about it where at the end of the day they kind of feel like they answer to Jerry Jones and not to the head coach. And, I mean, look at the coaches they've been through. Wade Phillips, tremendous defensive coordinator, ended up finally hugging a Super Bowl trophy with the Broncos when they had Peyton Manning there in his final season. Bill Parcells, you know, back in the day. Jason Garrett, who was a guy that Jerry Jones truly liked personally. It ends up being a meat grinder for head coaches. And even though McCarthy has won, you know, more than 12 games the last 3 seasons for them, they were so totally unprepared. And I know Jerry Jones said this right after the game. He said, I don't even know where to begin with this game because me personally, honestly, I was working on the operations and the things that we need to do to get ready to host maybe an NFC championship here at AT&T Stadium, or the divisional playoff. He was already thinking about the next week from an operations standpoint, like what's the entertainment going to be like and what are the arrangements. That's what he was working on was, and instead of, you know, just that they need to focus at this young team from Green Bay is pretty hot and can be pretty dangerous. And the other thing is Jordan Love is in the zone right now. I mean, he's just in the zone. And those periods come and go. Not to say he's not going to be as good a quarterback as he was on Sunday, but he doesn't care. He's not thinking at all about any chance of an interception. He's just flinging it. His receivers are catching it. His receivers are getting wide open, and there's been a couple teams that haven't had any idea how to stop him. And the other big difference, and this sounds cliche from a so-called football expert, but you got to ask yourself the question: how did this team lose to the Giants, the stinking Giants, on the Monday Night Football game? And well, first of all, they had a poor defensive plan. It was all aimed at Saquon Barkley, the running back. They totally ignored the quarterback, who was gashing them for 20-yard gains and first downs. You know, the Tommy DeVito kid who made some nice passes. They missed Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones has been back now, and he is running so well. He's running fast. He's running hard. And even in an important game like Sunday night against the Cowboys, Micah Parsons, number 11, is this tremendous pass rusher for the Cowboys. And he gets past your right tackle, Zach Tom, who's done a really good job the last year and a half as a starter at tackle. Blows past him. And the guy that prevents from him sacking Jordan Love and just, you know, putting a real hit on him is Aaron Jones. Little Aaron Jones just squares off and puts a tremendous block on him while Jordan Love is paying attention to downfield, hits Romeo Dobbs for another completion. you know, it's those kinds of plays that have made a huge difference for the Packers offense.
Yeah, definitely have. Certainly a fun game to watch. And, you know, I guess you probably weren't watching it on the TV, but we always kind of find fault with the announcers and all the analysts and things like that. And most of the analysts were talking about how bad Dallas played and not how well Green Bay played, Mike.
You know, I saw that comment. But honestly, that is part of the story. You know, it's not because everybody says, you know, well, Dallas has got this, that, and this, that. They should win by 7 or 10 or 20 points or whatever. But that was so inexplicable as to how poorly they were playing and how can this possibly happen. Dak Prescott looked absolutely lost. And, yeah, Joe Barry did have a good game plan, and the Packers were executing, particularly on the defensive line, not giving them any options. But, I mean, you couldn't help but notice that one of the teams, I was joking, I think, on Twitter, I said, you know, McCarthy didn't get to looking at film of Green Bay or installing the game plan until halftime. I mean, that's how bad it looked.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and on sports radio, and you know what the Dallas announcers were saying on the Cowboys radio network? They're saying, you know, I actually heard some of our hosts during the week talking about what was it going to take for the Cowboys to beat the 49ers this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the feel. That's how confident everybody in Dallas was that they were going to win that game. So I don't understand why people say, well, Green Bay's not getting enough credit. Well, trust me, Jordan Love's getting all the attention he needs now, and they're not going to be, you know, flying under the radar. The 49ers are fully aware of what these young Packers are capable of.
Sometimes, and I've seen that at other levels of sports, Mike, you have the underclassmen, so to speak, and they really have no pressure on themselves. They just go out and play and have fun, and that's kind of what this team seems like right now.
That's exactly where their heads were at. What's there to lose? They're not worried about interceptions. They're not worried about how they carry the football or anything like that. They're just go for it. And they're in total go for it mood. And that was LaFleur. That was where he wanted to get the mindset of this team too. Let it rip. Just let it rip. And when you start connecting and you start feeling that chemistry and that timing, then it's, you know, it's a runaway. I mean, it looked like, you know, a fast break on practically every play. There was a lot of good execution that was going on. You know, the game starts off with Jordan Love getting the football and Aaron Jones for minus 2 yards. And Aaron Jones for minus 2 yards again. And then third down, I think there was a Cowboy penalty. But it's third, and the Packers looked a little shook. But their quarterback, Jordan Love, not paying attention to that. Calm, cool, sets, plants, throws, hits Romeo Doubs 22 yards down the right hash mark, and they were rolling for the rest of the game. Just, you know, ice water in his veins. And that's the kind of stuff I think that Brian Gutekunst saw from this kid from Utah State, who's only about 19 or 20 years old, and watched his sophomore year tape, and then realized in his next year, when they had a coaching change and they lost a lot of seniors and the interceptions went up, okay, I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to go for the player, and I'm going to go for this kid who's overcome things already. And I think if I get him in under Aaron Rodgers, and we watched how he trained for the next 2 or 3 years under Rodgers, that this guy could make it. But they didn't know until he had that opener against the Bears.
Yep. So what are the chances? What do they have to do if they're going to keep winning here?
Because Kyle Shanahan is a really good coach who comes up with really good game plans. And the 49ers, just as an organization, they beat Aaron Rodgers 4 times in the playoffs, you know, with Colin Kaepernick and Jim Harbaugh. And then one of those teams actually went to the Super Bowl but lost in New Orleans to the Ravens. And now with Kyle Shanahan, and one of his teams beat Green Bay, and then they went but they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, you know, the 49ers are desperate to knock down the door and get into a Super Bowl and be the NFC team. They're relatively healthy. They've got a lot of good weapons over there. And I think probably the best thing the Packers could do is what the Eagles did about a year ago. Go after the young quarterback. Go after Brock Purdy, who's not a scrambler. And, you know, the Packers' defensive line thinks that that's the best way that they can do this. If they can put extra pressure on and bring an extra man, and if Joe Barry is willing to gamble and bring an extra pass rusher or two and immediately put the pressure on Brock Purdy, the quarterback, that might be their best chance, because trying to take out Deebo Samuel and and Brandon Ayuk and you know, the other weapons he's got back there. Heck, you know, George Kittle just is a tremendous tight end. It could be a long day for Green Bay.
All right. You're headed to San Francisco, like the old song says. Put some flowers in your hair, I guess, and get ready.
Yes, huh? Yes. Scott McKenzie. Summer of Love, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike answers the trivia question today. All right. Have a good one, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Phil.
Mike Clemens joining us in WRCO Sports.
100.9 WRCO. It's a good life, long as I got you. Yeah, Mercury's been rising. Everybody's summertime. And you're shining like a diamond, looking so good, sitting right there. It's a good life, long as I got you, girl. It's alright. Rolling down the road like it ain't nothing. Keep them kisses coming.
In a bottle, yeah, probably be all alone. Yeah, probably be down at the bottom, too far down or too far gone. I don't know why you picked me, it still don't make sense. I don't know why you're with me, God sent you for me, I guess. I don't know where I'd be without you loving me. Fine without me, fall for another guy. And I'm sure he'd love you, baby. He wouldn't see you through my eyes. So if you ever wonder if I know what I got, for me there is no other. Before you, I swear to God. Yeah.
That was Sam Groh with Without You. And right now our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, is 4 degrees. And the winds are starting to pick back up again. We've got winds out of the southwest at around 3 to 5 miles per hour. And one more time, a reminder of that wind chill advisory that is out for starting tomorrow at 3 a.m. And it'll last until 9 a.m. And coming up shortly right here on WRSU 100.9, we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It will be Richland Center in boys action at Lancaster. Philney will be making the call for that game. And the pregame will start at around 7:15. Right now on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, online on the stream at WRCE.fm, and also on the Civic Media app. It's Wisconsin taking on Indiana in college basketball, and the tip-off for that contest will be at around 7:30, and you can hear the broadcast right now with the pregame already underway. Just want to let you know about a few things going on tomorrow. I mentioned earlier about the breakfast at Heavenbound Church and the free milk and cheese giveaway. Also going on tomorrow is the Driftless Board Games, and they're hosting a strategy board games, I should say, that's plural, and that'll be from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Brewer Public Library. A variety of games such as Settlers of Caton, Exploding Kittens, and Ticket to Ride will be available, but feel free to bring your own and share with the group. If you're new to a game, someone will teach you how to play and bring you up to speed. Anyone who wants to play board games is invited to attend, and feel free to invite your friends. Also going on at the Brewer Public Library tomorrow, the Kinship invites everyone to a party, and that's going to be at 12:30, and that's going to be in the upstairs part of the Brewer Public Library for Squeak Barnhart, a volunteer who passed away on November 28th. There will be cake, ice cream, and music while memories are shared. And the Knights of Columbus Council 3492 is hosting bingo tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Progressive Blackout Jackpot will be $1,079 and plus 50% of net sales in 51 calls or less.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
100.9 WRCO.
You read the business page, see how you did today. Life's just passing by. You live up on the hill, you've got a view that
Sitting shotgun, waiting on sundown. To him, you're a back road, sipping moonshine, wearing your defenses down. I know it might sound innocent, but have you wondered how many girls he's picked wildflowers with? In the moonlight, down by the riverbank, the next day or a tall tale to his buddies, trying to save a little face, talking big like he was Romeo, when he only laid down was Conway on the radio. You'd be more than a cotton dress to me, more than two pretty bare feet on the dashboard tapping out a beat. Out of beat, I know there's more to you than what he sees. You'd be more than an everyday cotton dress, more than a worn out cliche that needs a rest. You'd be more than an everyday cotton dress to me.
Again, everyone, and welcome to High School Basketball. Tonight, we focus on the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The Richland Center Hornets are in action as they travel to the Lancaster Flying Arrows. And the game is straight ahead from WRCO Sports tonight, following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show here on WRCO.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Tonight in wrestling action, Riverdale is hosting Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben, and Mineral Point. Darlington Blackhawk, Iowa Grand Highland are all at Fenimore. And tonight's Richland Center North Crawford Seneca match has been postponed. In girls basketball, Kickapoo at DeSoto, Ithaca at Lafarge. Brookwood is playing at Wunniwok Center. It's also Cashton at Bangor, Royal at Hillsboro, and New Lisbon at Nisida. Sauk Prairie plays at Reedsburg. In area boys basketball, Southwestern at Mineral Point, Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Fenimore visits Boscobel, Cuba City at Darlington, Cassville at Belmont, DeForest visits Reedsburg, Scholesburg at Highland, Weston plays at Wazika Steuben, Westby at GET, Dodgeville is at Platteville in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, River Valley at Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center at Lancaster. Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people.